Wheeling is among thousands of towns throughout the U.S. working to revitalize their downtown areas. Some 2,200 organizations that undertake these efforts are considered each year for the National Great American Main Streets Award. Wheeling is among the top 10 contenders this year. Glynis Board spoke with the Wheeling Heritage Executive Director, Jake Daugherty, about his work his organization is doing to reinvent its city.
Here in Wheeling, you guys have become like an example, right? I mean, throughout the nation. Can you talk a little bit about how that is and what it is that you're doing so well?
We are very clearly committed to creating enabling environments for people of all shapes and sizes, from helping developers be able to more successfully develop our beautiful architecture, to providing small grants to artists so that they can continue practicing their craft. We're working in that whole range. You know, it's our philosophy that the person closest to the problem is probably the best person suited to solve the problem. So how can we continue to get resources as close as possible? And so I think that's one of the reasons why we've been really successful, is that just a commitment and a strong effort to continue to figure out what those enabling environments are and to distribute leadership throughout the community.
You know, you've talked a little bit about how there's a really changing and evolving sort of dynamic community here. Are you seeing the community change as far as the makeup, and what does that look like?
I think that we're seeing community members become more engaged. And I think that that's really exciting because you're starting to see leadership happen outside of these particular institutions that are kind of awarded leadership roles. So you've got these legacy organizations that have been around and have been doing great things. What I say is they've a lot of times steadied the ship through the hardest decades. And right now, the work that we're doing really builds upon those efforts. And today, you're seeing leadership come in all forms. It's coming in, you know, new residents who have moved into neighborhoods and are just excited to be here and see potential in Wheeling because they have fresh eyes. And you're also seeing it in longtime residents who are rediscovering the city. I think it's really exciting because it continues to build upon what is best about Wheeling, which is its people and its unique sense of place. You know, it's my hope, and I think it's our goal to continue to engage diverse audiences in our work and continue to reach new people and provide them with resources that will help make them more successful.
Mm-hmm. So what's next then? You were named a semifinalist, and then in March you're going to find out, right?
Yeah, that's right. In March in Seattle, Washington, there will be an announcement, and I think we fully intend to celebrate winning. And so that'll be a really exciting time. But I think the question of what's next is a great one. You know, it's very clear that as you walk down the street in Wheeling that the work isn't done. You know, we've seen a decrease in vacancy rates from 32% to 15%, but 15% is not the goal, you know. So we'll continue to work on new and innovative programs that help to solve that problem. And one thing that I always look at is the census tracts that comprise or surround downtown Wheeling. It has a residence or a population of about 7,700 people, but there's still really high unemployment and there's still really high poverty. Mm-hmm. So it's really important for our work that it is engaging to everybody that lives in Wheeling and that it's to benefit everybody who lives in Wheeling, because a downtown that is developing, that is leaving people behind, isn't really developing. And so we're really focused on that sustainable development that allows our neighborhoods and our downtown to really thrive.
Is there any particular project that you see coming, or that, you know, investment that you've seen that you're especially excited about?
The Wheeling-Pittsburgh Steel Building development, which has been announced softly, which is a 144,000 square feet development in the center of our city, which will be converted into a mixed-use building with commercial and market rate housing, is very, very exciting because it defines a shift in Wheeling. You know, that building used to be made up of of workers in a very strong industry here in Wheeling, and that's just not the case anymore. These buildings that were built for that cause have a new use and a new economy here in the city. And so as we reuse these historic buildings, like the Wheeling Pit Building, it's important to think about not only that it's hitting the tax rolls and that it's full, but that it defines a real clear shift in what the future of Wheeling and what the future of West Virginia looks like.
Well, great. Jake Dougherty, Executive Director of Wheeling Heritage, I really appreciate you coming and talking with me about this. And congratulations.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
That was Jake Dougherty, Executive Director of Wheeling Heritage, speaking with our Northern Bureau Chief Glynis Board. In the interest of full disclosure, one of Dougherty's employees who heads up the Main Street Initiative in Wheeling, Alex Weld, is a member of the Friends of West Virginia Public Broadcasting Board.